The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. And, well, we got several bits of breaking news in the political world. Hey, thank you for joining me. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. The most current breaking news is Nancy Pelosi is going to be calling a press conference at 5 p.m., and it has been reported that she will announce formal impeachment proceedings. Yes! The far-left loony wackos in the Democratic Party have finally pressured Nancy Pelosi hard enough, strong enough, long enough to get her to give in, because Nancy Pelosi has been resisting the whole impeachment thing, because most people believe it will be a disaster for the Democrats in the next presidential election. But with this whole Ukrainian president phone call thing, the cries became so loud that evidently she couldn't resist any longer. So it is being reported that at 5 p.m. she will speak briefly and announce formal impeachment hearings to impeach Donald Trump, but she will receive no questions. She will make no she won't answer any questions. She'll just make a statement. Yeah, he needs to be impeached, and we're going to start the impeachment process and so forth, which is a little crazy because it has to go through the Senate. And unless there is a bombshell, impeachment is not going to be found guilty in the Senate. Most of you know what the process is. The House of Representatives votes to impeach. That is very possible. It's very possible that the House of Representatives would vote to impeach. Impeachment does not mean removal from office. Bill Clinton was impeached. Then it goes to the Senate for trial. And then the president has to be found guilty in the Senate in order to be removed from office. So just being impeached does not mean removal from office. Bill Clinton was impeached, but he was not removed from office because he was not found guilty in the Senate. And if Trump is found guilty in the House, if he is impeached in the House, there is very little chance that he would be found guilty in the Senate because the Senate's controlled by Republicans. But who knows? I mean, weird, strange things are happening right now. Now, what brought this about? And here's what I want you to listen to carefully. What brought this about? One whistleblower. Now, what I mean by this, a small portion of the Democrats in the House of Representatives have been screaming for impeachment since the day Donald Trump won the election. I mean, from the day he won the election, they have been screaming, we got to impeach him, we got to impeach him. Well, why? Well, I don't know, but we need to impeach him. So what pushed Nancy Pelosi over the edge and other Democrats? One whistleblower, based on hearsay, and we know this is a fact, one whistleblower went to a government agency based on hearsay. The whistleblower admitted, I don't have firsthand knowledge, blah, blah, blah. I just heard. Well, what did this whistleblower hear? Well, the whistleblower heard that Donald Trump called the president of Ukraine and threatened him. We're going to withhold funds from Ukraine unless you promise us that you will investigate the son of Joe Biden. And, of course, the accusation is that would be to impact Joe Biden's chances of election here in the United States. So if that was true, that would be very serious. You know, Donald Trump talking to a foreign president and basically blackmailing, not blackmailing, it would be extortion, extorting the president of another country trying to get that country to launch an investigation that would impact an American election. Okay. Now, here's the problem. Number one, one whistleblower based on hearsay. This proves what I have said to you over and over and over again. For the progressive left, truth and facts don't matter. Truth is not important to the liberal progressive left. It's emotion and hysteria. We don't have any facts yet. We have an accusation. Now, granted, and I will admit, if this would prove to be true, this is pretty serious. Impeachable? Yeah, probably not. But it would be serious. But we don't know anything yet. There has been no investigation. None. Zero, zip, zilch, nada. Nothing. There has been no investigation. One person. Now get this. One person making an accusation has pushed the Democrats to announce today that they're going to start impeachment proceedings. Think about that. Think about what that says about the liberal progressive left. Now, it gets even more complicated, all right? Because just about an hour ago, President Trump has said for all along, yeah, I called the president. Yeah, I called the president of Ukraine. I call lots of presidents. I am a head of state. I talk to a lot of heads of state. Did I talk to the president of the Ukraine? Yeah, I did. Did we talk about Biden's son? Yeah, probably, because we talked about corruption. We talked about corruption in government. And then it was either last night or early this morning, the president said, yes, I threatened to withhold funds. But long before the phone call, and it had nothing to do with Biden, I just said, we're not going to give you the money unless you clean up your government. Which, by the way, is completely appropriate. And hang with me, because that's almost exactly what Joe Biden did. And we have proof of that. And I'll share that with you in a moment, not before the break. But anyway, about an hour ago, President Trump tweeted this. I am currently at the United Nations representing our country, but I have authorized the release tomorrow of the complete, fully declassified and unredacted transcript of my phone conversation with President Zelensky of Ukraine. You will see it was a very friendly and totally appropriate call. No pressure. And unlike Joe Biden and his son, no quid pro quo. This is nothing more than a continuation of the greatest and most destructive witch hunt of all time. So, there is a possibility that the transcript, which the president has said he has authorized the release of the transcript of the phone call, complete, full, unredacted, it could destroy this whole thing of the Ukrainian phone call with the, or the call to the Ukrainian president. So think about the nonsense here. Instead of waiting until after there's an investigation about this phone call to the president, until we know some facts, until there's been an investigation, until we know facts, and now we know that tomorrow the transcript is going to be released. So instead of waiting until there's an investigation, number one, and waiting until the transcript is released, the Democrats went ahead without any real proof, and they're announcing today, we're going to start impeachment proceedings of the president. Really? Now, what makes it even more complicated is to realize that Joe Biden today has said, oh, this is terrible, this thing with Ukraine. The president tried to influence the Ukrainian government and withholding money. The president withheld money to a foreign government. He should be impeached. Well, now, we don't know that the president did that. But we do know that Joe Biden did exactly the same thing by his own admission. You don't believe me? I got the audio. I'll play it for you when we come back. This is bizarro world on steroids. I mean, it really is. All right, you're listening to Bob Rennie Live. We will be back.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
All right, welcome back to Bob Burney Live. The world is going to come to a standstill at 5 p.m. this afternoon. Nancy Pelosi is going to approach the podium, and we are told that she will announce that formal impeachment proceedings against Donald Trump will begin immediately. She says at this point she's not going to accept any questions. She's going to just make a statement. And so many people are going to be so happy. Now, what pushed Nancy Pelosi and other Democrats over the edge? Because, again, pardon me for being a little repetitious, but since the day of Donald Trump's election, many Democrats have been calling for his impeachment. And Nancy Pelosi and the other leaders of the Democratic Party have been resisting. So what pushed them over the edge? This phone call to the president of Ukraine. What is the accusation? The accusation is that Donald Trump threatened the president of Ukraine by withholding money from the United States government until the Ukrainian government did what he wanted them to do. That is the accusation. Joe Biden himself today, based on that charge that Donald Trump tried to manipulate the Ukrainian government by withholding U.S. dollars, Joe Biden said because of that accusation, Donald Trump should be impeached. Now, just last year, 2018, Joe Biden was a part of a summit on economics and so forth. I want you to listen to the following audio by Joe Biden. Here it is. Listen carefully.
I remember going over convincing our team, or others, to convincing us that we should be providing for loan guarantees. And I went over, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv, and I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference. Said, "Nah," I said, "I'm not going to, or we're not going to give you the $1 billion." They said, "You have no authority. You're not the president." The president said, "I said, call him." I said, "I'm telling you, you're not getting the $1 billion." I said, "You're not getting the $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here." And I think it was what, 6 hours. I looked. I said, "I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money." Well, son of a, got fired, and they put in place someone who was solid at the time.
Did you hear that? Joe Biden not only admitted, he boasted that he personally threatened the president of Ukraine by withholding $1 billion. The accusation against Trump is, I think, $400 million. Biden boasted that he personally would withhold $1 billion in loan guarantees that would go to Ukraine unless they got rid of the state prosecutor. Now, what do we know about the state prosecutor at that time? The state prosecutor who got fired because of Joe Biden's threat, blackmailing, that prosecutor was investigating Joe Biden's son and his connection with a Ukrainian energy company. Yeah, check it out for yourself. You know, don't believe me. So get this. Joe Biden today said Donald Trump should be impeached because he called the president of Ukraine and he said he would withhold money. That's exactly what Joe Biden did. Now, Donald Trump says he did not threaten to withhold money until they investigated Biden's son, just that they cleaned up their corruption. Again, Joe Biden did almost exactly what Donald Trump is accused of. We do not know yet whether Donald Trump actually did it. We don't know that. But we do know that Joe Biden did. The hypocrisy is just, it's not just over the shoe tops. It's up to the knees. The hypocrisy is up to the chin. And I think it's very possible that if this transcript that's going to be released tomorrow exonerates Trump, this whole thing is going to backfire big time because it's going to bring up once again Joe Biden's son and his link with a very illegal, dirty energy company in Ukraine. This is going to be fascinating to watch. It is going to be fascinating to watch. All right, we're going to shift gears completely when we come back. You're listening to Bob Burney Live.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.